high of 94 today in Abilene, 91 in Brownsville, 97 in Carrollton. It's the Texas Standard for Wednesday, June 16th. I'm Laura Rice in for David Brown. And wherever you're listening, I hope you're staying relatively comfortable, if not cool. It's almost officially summer in Texas, and so the 90s are nothing surprising. But as we explored yesterday on this program, a lot of Texans are feeling anxious about the months to come and the reliability of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. ERCOT, of course, controls the power grid. There are plenty of jokes and memes right now, but the trauma of February's winter storm remains not forgotten, and it's hard to imagine dodging warnings of conservation won't be a part of this summer's activities for Texans. Another headline grabber will be Governor Greg Abbott's border wall plans. Now former President Trump is coming to Texas at the end of the month at Abbott's invitation to tour the border. This comes on the heels of Governor Abbott's announcement last week that Texas will build a border wall with Mexico. But the details have largely remained limited. Where will the wall be built? Will it be legal? How much will it cost? And who will be paying for it? Well, in regards to that last question, Abbott is now providing some light. As the Texas Tribune reports, Abbott said on a conservative podcast yesterday, he'll use a crowdsourcing mechanism to help pay for the wall's construction. Patrick Svitek has been writing about this for the Texas Tribune, where he's primary political correspondent. Patrick, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
I think folks are immediately thinking of another private crowdsourcing effort made during the Trump administration, the We Build the Wall campaign. That didn't work out so well, if I recall.
Yeah, We Build the Wall, you know, happened during the Trump presidency, and some of the people involved in it were the former Trump campaign advisor, Steve Bannon. They had this original plan to, I think, build 3 miles of wall or barrier or fencing in South Texas. They ended up raising nearly $25 million for it, but it all kind of came crashing down in the past couple of years when four of the people involved in it, including Bannon, were indicted for defrauding people who gave to it and using some of those donations for personal expenses. Of course, Trump ended up pardoning Bannon of those allegations and those charges as one of his last acts in office. But as you pointed out, the last time that something like this was attempted, it didn't end very well. And I don't think it left a lot of donors with the outcome that they were looking for when they may have cut those checks.
And there's actually another example you found from recent history. What did the state of Arizona do?
So even before the Trump era and before Trump's embrace of the idea of a border wall, in 2011, the Arizona legislature passed legislation that set up, a fund for Arizonans to give, you know, private money to help build a border wall at the time. I think this fund ended up raising a little over $250,000. And after a few years, most of those proceeds actually ended up going to a county sheriff who then didn't use it for a border wall. And to be clear, it wasn't unlawful or anything. He was given some flexibility with how he was able to use it, but he chose to use it instead on border security technology. So things like GPS systems and high-tech binoculars. And so that money, again, while there was nothing, sketchy or illegal there, that money ironically ended up not going toward a border wall, but actually toward border security technology.
So a quarter of $1 million there, $25 million for the We Build the Wall, which is, not a bad price. There's clearly some appetite for this among people. But do we know the potential price for building this wall, and could crowdsourcing actually cover all of that?
Yeah, I mean, you've seen estimates, different estimates, of each mile of wall costing millions and millions of dollars. It's pretty clear that to build a border wall, one side of the border to another would not be financially possible. We're waiting to see today whether Abbott is, going to be more targeted in his approach to this, if he's looking to finish the kind of Trump border wall in just certain areas. I highly doubt that he's going to be pitching a border wall across the entire Texas-Mexico border. But as you pointed out, he's been very light on details, and we'll have to wait and see. He has a press conference at 3 p.m. today at the Texas Capitol, where he's expected to lay out these details.
I got to admit, though, I'm a bit confused by the game plan so far. It's clearly in large part about making national headlines, which, you're right, Abbott has done since this announcement. He seems to have higher political aspirations, but he's engaging Trump now, inviting him to tour the border, not just positioning himself as the new Trump. What do you make of that?
I think he sees an opportunity to own the border as a national Republican leader. I mean, obviously, Texas has more border, shares more Mexican border than, any other state in the country. And the, the other red state or Republican-run state that has border is Arizona. And Doug Ducey, the governor there, doesn't seem as particularly interested in national spotlight. And so I think Abbott sees an opportunity to be a national Republican leader on this, which politically has benefits both for his reelection campaign here in Texas in 2022, and then potentially a presidential campaign in 2024. I mean, one thing is for sure, having covered Texas politics since 2014, is that the border security, immigration, they're always at the top of the list of concerns of Republican voters and often of, voters in general in the state. And so this is, from that perspective, it's a smart issue to latch onto, because it's one that, if history is any indication, is not going to fade as a political and policy priority for at least Republicans.
We've been speaking with Patrick Svitek, primary political correspondent for the Texas Tribune. Patrick, thanks so much.
Thank you.